Yeah, welcome to Season 7, Episode 2. I am Hunter Logan, and this is Hunter Logan Unmiked. And we are in the month of September of 2023. My buddy Bruce Hedrick comes over and visits the radio station. And he comes by and helps me put up some glass shelves and concrete. Now, this ain't no easy feat. Drilling into concrete and putting up glass shelves to put a bunch of glass on. Now, we got it done after a couple of trips to the hardware store. But after we got it done, he's looking at it, I'm looking at it, and we're like, that's a lot of glass. Because the shelves are glass, and all the awards are glass. Some heavy glass. He's like, Hunter, you need a trophy case. I said, yeah, you know what? I think you're right, because if that should happen to fall for any reason, that's going to be a mess. That's a lot of shattered and broken glass to deal with. He said, yeah, you need a trophy case. I said, yeah, I'm going to have to find one. So the next day I went to our friends at The Way here in town. And sure enough, they had one. I mean, it was just perfect for what I needed. And so I talked to the guy. I said, hey, man, I said, that trophy case I need. And told him what I needed it for. Well, he said, hey, man, he said, we need something too. He said, we're having an event. We said, we need to come talk about it on the radio and some advertising. I said, absolutely, brother. He said, how about I bless you with this and you bless me with that? I'm like, absolutely, man. Love to barter. And we gave him some radio and he gave us a trophy case. And we got the trophy case here. I got a hold of my son to come help me get it in his truck. We loaded it up, brought it here to the station, and cleaned it up, put it in. Didn't really need a whole bunch of cleaning up, just kind of got it to where we wanted it. Put it up in there, put the glass in there, and it looks great. So we got a nice trophy case. Got all those glass trophies in there. We're good to go. Now, my dad did me a favor and took my bike. Now, I hadn't been able to ride my bike in a good while because my wheel, my back wheel, was messed up. It was wobbled. What happened was a spoke broke. So it made it just wonky, I guess. But they were able to straighten it out, put new spokes in it, and got it right. And my dad got it back for me. And man, I was able to get my bike going. So I was able to get riding my bike again. That was nice. So here I am. You heard me complaining and mealy-mouthing in the last episode 1. So now we've got a new trophy case. So it makes all the glass safe. I got my bike fixed, able to ride. I love to ride. First time I ever fell on it, though, stationary. I was just getting on it to ride. And I was at the bank, man, and I fell on my knee. My flank. Skin it all up. Even with pants on. A little embarrassing, but nonetheless. So I hadn't been able to ride as of late because of the weather, but that's getting ready to change. So that's all going good, right? Me and my buddy Steve Robertson, we wrote a song together specifically for my granddaughter for the contest that was coming up because Sound of Small Town America was coming to town here in Lake Arthur, about 10 miles down the road. And she was entering, and I was removing myself from judging the contest because it was ethically the right thing to do. And I didn't want there to be anything said one way or the other. Plus, I had some other folks that I knew in that contest as well. Not just my granddaughter, but there was other folks in there as well. We wrote a song, and it was a good song. It's still a good song. And she was one of the winners in the contest, so that was great. The odd thing is about all of this, we had artists here in town for this event, and none of them showed up at the radio station. Not even the people that put on the event. And that didn't set well with me. Now, Bruce was here, but Bruce wasn't part of the event. Bruce was in Zachary, which was about 90 miles away, an hour and a half away. He was an hour and a half away, and he just drove on his own to come to the station and hang out. He was already doing something in Zachary, and he was down for the ICANN event in New Iberia. So that's why he came by, because he was close by, and close by was an hour and a half. He came by, did the morning show, and hung out. But Bruce has always done that. Now, I've had artists just 10 miles up the road or down the road, and none of them showed up to the radio station to talk about it, to be on the radio for the listeners. None of them. I don't mind telling you, I didn't appreciate that at all. I didn't. I thought that was like a slap in the face. I thought that was disrespectful in a sense. I mean, you know, I come here every day. I'm here at the radio. I'm playing the music, playing their music, and they're that close and they can't stop in. They can't do that. It's like, okay. There's artists now that have been through here and they don't stop in. It's like, if I don't have nothing going on, well, there's no need to come by here. And we've been responsible for helping a lot of artists. I don't mind telling you that. It's a fact. You know, I don't know if it's the new location. I don't know what it is. It didn't set well with me. I'm just telling you, it did not set well with me. It's not cool. You want me to do stuff as a radio for the genre, for whatever, but you know, you can't, you're that close and you can't come by here and be on the radio visit or, you know, for the listeners. Not cool. Now, I told you that there were some good things that went on, you know, but then there's more crap. And to me, that was crap. But I'm not showing, you know, for nobody showing up. But again, nothing feels right. I know God's pruning me. I know he's getting rid of some things, but I'm like murmuring still. Even with the good stuff, I'm still murmuring, right? We need to raise money for the nonprofit license. We need to raise money for our royalties. So we've been here 3 months now, and then we've already lost over $600 a month coming in for revenue. So I'm like, man, what are we going to do? Of course, we trust in the Lord. That's what we have to do. But you know what? We raised the money for the nonprofit license. We raised the money for the royalties. And we're here to do it for another year. Now, I'm going to leave it right there, because when I come back for episode 3, it brings us into November. I'll tell you about some things that happened. Getting closer to real time, which I love to talk about, real time. Amen. Thanks for hanging in there with me. Again, hunterlogan.org, HLE Radio, my YouTube channel. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe to that. I need your help. I got to get to 1,000 subscribers. Any episode that you missed or you want to go back and listen to any season is at hunterlogan.org. You can go listen anytime. I got that announcement coming up in about 3 episodes, I think. So hang on for it. It's coming. I think we'll get it out in the podcast before we'll get it out on social media in real time. I think we'll catch up before it. So should be coming. Hey, God bless you. I love you. I'll see you on the next one.